We have with us Congressman Kevin Hern. And Congressman Hern, a lot's been going on since the last we spoke with this coronavirus and the effects that we have. What are you making of it so far?
Well, it's certainly devastating in different parts of the country, more so than others. I think we're starting to see, hit here a little bit harder than we'd seen earlier on. The president's worked hard to try to find a solution for the country and relying a lot upon our governors to do what, and our mayors to do what they think's right for their communities. And so I think we're seeing this evolve as we've seen across the world. And so I think, according to the experts, we haven't seen the peak yet. But I know everybody's working hard to save lives and to keep our health industry, healthy, if you will, and our small businesses and our employees, trying to get them to a spot where that they're doing and seeing as little harm as possible from this coronavirus outbreak.
Now, we also have been told by the president that this is going to last pretty much the month of April moving forward. And that's going to be a little bit of a strain on some businesses, but I guess the notion is, of course, to rather be safe than sorry.
Well, certainly going to be a strain not just on businesses, but also the employees and the workers and also the healthcare industry, and certainly our first responders, public safety folks are working around the clock to look at the data and to make sure that they're projecting as best as possible. And the president's, looking at this. He understands how valuable it is for the American people to be working and, growing. And we saw the greatest economy that we'd ever seen in 50 years just, less than a month ago. And this has been a devastating month for not only businesses, but certainly for those families that have lost loved ones.
Well, in Congress, we're speaking with Representative Kevin Hern. There was the big stimulus bill that came out, and it seemed that even though that this was intended to be a clean bill, there seemed to be a lot of ornaments attached to it.
Well, it really was very troubling. Just to take the listeners backwards, just about 3 weeks ago, we passed an $8.3 billion very clean bill, as you just alluded to, 415-3 in the House that went to the Senate, passed very quickly, and the president signed it. And it was really about getting after testing, devising ways to test quicker, opening up health clinics and things like that, $8.3 billion. The following week, the president declared a national emergency, which allowed $50 billion to be spent through the Stafford Act, and that was on a Thursday. The next night, we had a bill that had been negotiated all day long with Nancy Pelosi and Secretary of Treasury Mnuchin. No Republicans were involved in that. It was after they would come out with what they wanted that it would be sent to the Republicans, said, here it is, vote on it. The president was against it. The Republican leadership on both the House and the Senate side were against it. As it went throughout the day, we got the bill. We stayed around there all day. I sent a letter to Nancy Pelosi and her team saying we should stay through the weekend and through the week. We shouldn't be taking a recess the following week because this is obviously a national emergency we need to be working on. But in haste to get it done, Speaker Pelosi and her team sent the bill to us at 11:56 p.m., and we voted on it literally less than 15 minutes later, early in Saturday morning. I voted no on it, along with 39 other colleagues, because in these type of spending bills, you need to be able to look at them. And we found later that was a 110-page bill that we had literally 15 minutes to look at. And the Senate was supposed to be coming back on Monday to vote on it. And when they got back and saw it, it was so bad. We've been on conference calls all weekend. The Democrats wrote a 90-page amendment to a 110-page bill. That tells you how bad it was. Basically, a rewrite of the bill that it passed on Saturday morning. The Senate didn't take it up till Wednesday. And because the House was recessed, it's again my encouragement to Nancy Pelosi to stay there. Mitch McConnell said, we're going to take control of this. We can't have this continue. We're in a national emergency. And they wrote the bill on the Senate side that we voted on last Friday. And it was started out about $1.4 trillion, and it got to $2 trillion. And Nancy Pelosi decided to fly back in from California late Saturday night and added $500 billion worth of pork to it. And that $500 billion delayed the passing of the bill from Sunday all the way till this Friday. So valuable time was lost in getting funding to our healthcare industry, to the American workers, and also to small businesses. And that's we need to take American taxpayer dollars and target to the problem, not add pork barrel spending like to Planned Parenthood and federalizing national elections and, you know, funding the arts during these times. There's later, we can do that later. They could have done this a year ago, and they tried. So everything they didn't get passed during the year, they tried to dump into this bill and fool the American people and use the national crisis to fund their pork barrel spending.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. That is quite a trip just to get a bill signed to help Americans, I'd say. Boy, if you had a message that you wanted to share with people today as we move forward through this crisis, Congressman Hearn, what would that be?
Well, maybe that we need to encourage all of our people to just pause for a minute and let this money that's been passed, $2.5 trillion in total spending over the last 3 weeks, you know, the president's asked, let's get this into the economy. Let's see what it does before we go after a fourth round of bill. Nancy Pelosi, before the ink was even dry on her signature on the bill on Friday, was talking about round four, and all indications that we're getting is all of these things that she's tried to get done this past year that didn't get through the Senate and that she tried to get in the bill last week, is she's now trying to create a fourth round of spending that has mostly all of the things that she couldn't get passed on her social agenda in a round four to try to leverage this national emergency to get this done. And I would just encourage everybody, that Republicans and Democrats, just to pause a minute. Let's let this money go to work. You know, the president, I was extraordinarily concerned with the spending that in this bill. There were a lot of people speculating how I was going to vote on this. I voted against the second round, the $200 billion, because it was, you know, we didn't get a chance to read it, and we found out that it was really a bad bill. This third round that we passed on Friday, I was the last member to indicate where I was going to vote because I was asking a lot of questions right up to the vote. The president assured those of us in Congress that are concerned, gravely concerned about our spending, that he would, as soon as he got reelected, because we're in election season, as soon as he got reelected, that he would tackle the spending problem we have in America. Because if you don't have the president on board and you don't have the Senate on board, you can't ever get that done. And I take the president at his word. We have to get him reelected. And in this case, I supported the ideas that the bill was as clean as it was going to get. And there we are.
All right. I want to thank you very much for your time with us here, Congressman, and keep up the good fight.
Thank you, Tom. I appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye now.